You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and the war won. That was Metric with the song Monster Hospital. And that you can find on their record, I have it written down here, Live It Out from 2005. Now, I don't know about you guys. Maybe you're probably a lot younger, but 2005 to me seems like yesterday. I'm like, oh, 05? Yeah, that was like, what, a couple years ago? No. So there you go. That was Emily Haynes. Those guys are out of Toronto, Metric, and that song is kind of a classic. You can't not like it. Yeah, so there you go. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm Anita B, and I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock, and this is where Canadian music is played. All right, now on the weekend, I had the opportunity to see a really killer show at SBC, and it was headlined by Needs. That would be Sean Orr and his, like, hardcore band. That was crazy. And a couple bands opened that I saw. And I saw Glad Rags as well as Spring Breaks. And they were both mostly female bands. There was a guy drummer in Spring Breaks. That's correct. Yeah, I had to think about that. And I loved them. And I've heard about both bands. And I go to a lot of shows, but I've never seen them before. And I just really had a killer time, and I really enjoyed them. So we're going to listen to something from Glad Rags first, and the song we're going to hear, let's see if I've got this all set up here, It is called, where am I? Popsicles. That's it. So we're going to hear the song Popsicles. They are a four-piece band, local. So they're local. And Jesse Gander recorded these guys. And I just love Jesse's work. So if you're looking for somebody to record you, let me tell you, make sure to check out Jesse, because not only is he talented, but he's a really cool guy. He's super chill in the recording process. So there you go. So recorded by him at Rain City Recorders. And it was just released, like, oh my goodness, yesterday? 2 days ago, May 30th, 2016. So this is like brand spanking new. Yeah. So actually, of course, it was their CD release party. CD release, whatever, record release. There you go. So we're going to hear, as I mentioned, the song Popsicles. And of course, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here.
God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh,
isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
She falls down, it doesn't matter. When she gets up, there's nothing sadder. She gives up, there's nothing sadder when she falls.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there, we went back about 5 years ago to Sun Wizard, and from their record Positively 4th Avenue. I used to play those guys a lot, and yeah, so let's hear more of them. Anyways, Sun Wizard is comprised of Malcolm Jack, Ben Fry, James Younger, and Francesco Lyon. Now they're no longer, and Malcolm Jack has gone on to sort of do solo stuff, and he has his band Data Plan. I think they're still around, because he was playing in that for a little while there. What else? Yeah, that was Sun Wizard. Now, before that, so they're local, of course. We heard Spring Breaks with the song Time Wounds All Heals. Very clever. I like the name of that. From the record of the same name. And Glad Rags as well with the song Popsicles from the record Smile. And they're both local bands. All right. My name is Anita B. It is 6:50. And why don't we check out the weather? Let's do that. It is Wednesday, of course. It's the 1st of June. So let's see what we got going on. It's like, as I was coming in here to the station at UBC, the very western tip of Vancouver. Quite a haul, let me tell you, if you live anywhere in the east, in East Van. It's like just so far. There's no highway here in the city, and you just have to keep trucking and trucking through lights and lights and lights and ugh. But anyways, here I am, and it's dreary out is what I'm saying. So I drove through the rain, and I was just like, I was just such a bummer mood, just totally dank. It's dank and it's kind of dark, and it and my mood is very reflective of the weather. I don't know if that's because I'm an earth sign, I'm a Virgo, I don't know, but the weather does often dictate my mood. And whatever, here it is. It's 16 degrees. We're currently experiencing light rain showers, and let's see what the overnight low is, folks. Now the overnight low, if you're not aware, occurs around 6 a.m. And let's see, at 6 a.m., it should be around 14 degrees. Well, that's not too bad. Now, tomorrow, which is Thursday, we have a high of 18 with a mix of sun and clouds. And then we head on over to the weekend, folks. Let's see what's going on the weekend. Aha. Okay, so Friday, that's nice. Oh, good. Thank God. Friday is a mix of sun and clouds as well with a high of 20. And then Saturday and Sunday, 24 and 26 and sunny. Yes, thank God. I say that because I play baseball and I play softball. Every single weekend, pretty much, I play both sports. On Saturdays, it seems as if I play hardball. And I've got a game this Saturday, of course. And then on Sunday, I think I have a triple header of softball, another triple header. So three games in one day, which I had last Sunday. And it was like, I started at 10 a.m. and I think I was done by about, God, I don't know, like 6. It was pretty crazy. 5. It was a long day. And my softball team really enjoys drinking. And I mean, hey, I do too. Don't get me wrong. But these guys go full out. Like, I mean, they're like shotgunning beers like they're in college. And I'm just like, oh my God. And they just, by the end of the day, there was a lot of drunkenness, and then people are like, I don't know why I'm playing so bad. I'm like, well, you know, you may not have wanted to drink that 8th beer, I don't know, 10th beer. could have something to do with your playing ability, I don't know. But we've lost every single game. So my softball team is called the East Van Venom, and they're awesome. Like, don't, I'm not dissing them at all. It's like they're an awesome based softball team, and like people, awesome people, but we like to say that we're very talented. Like we're very, we can play pretty well, but we just lose all our games. I don't know if it's bad luck or what, but anyways, so that's that. But anyways, so now you know the weather, right guys? And, we are June 1st, which is like really my favorite day of the month. Sorry, my favorite day of the year, June 1st, because we still have all of June, July, August. Yay. All three whole glorious middle months of sunshine. So that's wonderful. All right, now let's see what we have coming up next. Oh, we have some Pink Mountaintops. Yes, we do. This is a local band, and they are pretty much the sister band, brother band, whatever, of Black Mountain. They pretty much have very similar, I don't know, members. Like it's pretty much the same people. So we're gonna hear something from their 06 record entitled Axis of Evil first, and then we're gonna move into some Black Mountains. We'll play something from their new record, which is really good. So there you go, folks. Now, of course, the station is CITR. Ho, ho, ho. What happened there? CITR 101.9 FM. Also, my show, by the way, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So this is Canadian music. That's what happens every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. Now, much better. Okay, here we go. This is Pink Mountaintops.
Could you be so kind?
All right, that right there was totally awesome. That was Black Mountain, and that was the 8 minute and 34 second song, Mothers of the Sun, from their new record, Four. And as I mentioned before, we heard Pink Mountaintops before that, and that was such a great song. I love that song. It's called Lord, Let Us Shine from Axis of Evil. The time is 7:04, so I'm here for another 56 minutes. My name is Anita B. And yeah, Canadian music is what this is all about. So I love to play this band all the time, and I think I will again because why not? I'm talking about the band Sonic Avenues. They're out of Montreal, sort of Montreal slash Toronto, and I can't get enough of their stuff. So my favorite record of theirs is called Mistakes, but let's say I will not play the song Mistakes because I play it all the time. What's the name of that song? Lost and Found is my favorite song from the Mistakes record put out 2 years ago. So let's hear something else. Let's hear Better Days to Come. That's an awesome song because, there's always better days to come. When in doubt, there you go. When in doubt, there's better days to come, and listen to Sonic Avenues here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous radio collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Let's forget the past. Instead, let's look to our friend, a friend, and look into their eyes and tell them they matter. Because there's nothing sadder than no expression. Because it leads us to depression. And the pull is too much. And the pull is too much. And the pull. I give up. Let's get out of here. So let's forget the past. Let's forget the past and sing for today.
All right, that was awesome. I have not heard Sean Razzak in a while. So we heard the song Forget the Past from his record from a few years ago called Thought He Was Dead. Such a good record. And how many songs are on it? Just trying to see here. It's like an EP. Well, no, it's eight songs. So I guess that would be the upper limit of what is considered an EP, right? Nine songs is a long playing record. So yeah, can't believe that's 3 years ago. So the lovely Sean Razzak is a good friend, and he was my drum teacher for, I don't know, many months, maybe like 8 months or something, and so talented. So he's most notably a drummer, actually, Sean, and but has since broken out on his own, like having his own band, his band is really good, and his songs are killer, so there you go. So if you get a chance to see any Sean Razzak projects going on, please do so. All right. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I am your host, Anita B. Now, before Sean Mrazek, we heard, something from a band called The Knife Pleats. They are local, and we heard the song Hold on a second here. Let's try this again. Monocularly. Monocularly. Monocularly Blind from their record Hat Bark Beach. And then before that, we also heard something from a local band, Shitty Neighbors. The song was The Things I Like I Keep Around, and you can find that on their record Better Now. Now they are no longer together. Yes. And I cannot forget, of course, to mention Ace Martins. We heard the song Baby Blue from their record. When I say their record, Ace leads the band, but they are a band. So the record that Ace Martins has put out called Palm Springs. There you go. And Sarah Cordingly, music director, but she's the head honcho here at CITR. She's the talented drummer behind Ace Martins. There you go. All right, the time is 7:24. And my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is Canadian music, folks. And so we're going to listen now to... we're going to go back in time to, like, I don't know, maybe the early 2000s to the Newtown Animals and Mint Records. And we're going to hear the song Three Steps Backward. And the album that we're going to hear that off of is called Is Your Radio Active? My radio is active. It is, of course. It's CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah, time to whack out to was suddenly moving in the corner of the room, and there is nothing I can do. And I realized if I didn't spy them, it's having me. We'll be right back.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we just heard two songs from Mormon Crosses. We heard the song Amber as well as Braxton Hicks. Now that one, Braxton Hicks featured Mishway from White Lung. Now both songs you can find on their record entitled Exit Type 2. Before that, we heard a song from The Cure because I had to play it. I saw The Cure last night at, Deer Lake. And I had seen The Cure way back in the 90s, and it was a really good sort of like arena rock show. You know, it was like your typical show. So, and I've never been to Deer Lake where they have outdoor shows. I mean, they've been doing this maybe for the past, I don't know, 6-ish, 8-ish years or something like that. So not too long have they been featuring bands there. So if you don't know, Deer Lake is sort of in the middle of Burnaby, kind of sort of, I guess you could say, west central south Burnaby. And it's quite beautiful to begin with. And so finally I made it out to see a show there, and I had no clue what to expect. I mean, I've been to Deer Lake many, many times. I like to go running around there, etc. And it was an early show, which kind of threw me off. I didn't know how early I had to get there. So it started, like, The Cure was on at 7, and I just barely made it after I started dashing to get there. And they played for 3 hours. I'm not joking, 3 hours. And it was mind-blowing. It was, like, amazing. I cannot believe how good Robert Smith's voice is. I mean, and everybody, not just Robert Smith, but the entire band was, like, on point. And he was very... Robert Smithy. He just had his like sort of self-deprecating kind of like movements and mannerisms. And by the end of the show, I was actually in tears. The last song, which was, what song was it now? It was Boys Don't Cry, ironically. Yeah, it was Boys Don't Cry. And by the end of it, this girl did cry. I mean, I was so shocked and astounded by their fabulousness. It was killer. So if you missed The Cure, I'm sorry, it really sucks to be you, but anyways, there you go. So I had to play a non-Canadian sort of, I guess, mainstream song from like 1989 off their record Disintegration, which is one of my favorite records ever. When that record came out in 89, I got it and I was like, my life was changed. I mean, I used to listen to it nonstop and I still do, and it's so good. Fascination Street, my God, the entire record is killer. So, and of course, Lullaby is all about, you know, the Spider-Man, you know, is having me for dinner tonight. Oh, it's so creepy and so beautiful. All right, that's The Cure. Now, before The Cure, we heard the Newtown Animals, which features Jeffrey McCloy. Now, Jeffrey McCloy, I don't think sang the Newtown Animals. I think he might have, like, sang backups, but we're going to hear something from Fashionism next, in which Jeffrey McCloy is the lead singer. But let's go back to like early 2000s, and we heard the song Three Steps Backward. All right. My name, again, is Anita B. I think I told you that. Sam Squanch's Hideaway is my show here. It is 7:43. Wow, it's 7:43 already. That means I'm out of here in 17 minutes, and it's Wednesday night, which means I just have 2 more days of work until the weekend, thank God. I'm a high school teacher, and I've been getting kind of burned out lately, like, by the end of the day, I'm just like, ugh, I'm dying. But of course, it's June 1st, so the whole school year is almost over. And it's understandable, right? So in a month, I'll be on a beach, maybe Rec Beach. I'll be just chilling, and I'll be enjoying myself. Until then, it's crunch time. I got a lot of work to do, but whatever. No complaints. I've got a good job. All right, Fashionism. Let's hear something from these guys. Now, Fashionism, as I did mention, is fronted by Jeffrey McCloy. And who else is in the band? You've got Josh Nickel. You've got Robin. So Josh Nickel is the guitar player. Robin's on bass. And you also have, so Robin Schroffel and Alex. Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, Alex was also in, what are they called? What's wrong with me? The Newtown Animals. So Alex was also in the Newtown Animals, and in Fashionism, he is the drummer, because I think at the Newtown Animals, he actually played guitar. Now I knew, Alex from way back when. Him and I were in a band together briefly. We were called the Go Devils. This is 1997. And I was 12, in case you're curious. What's his face? Alex was actually the drummer. He was the drummer. So I always knew him as a drummer. And when I discovered he could play guitar really well, I was like, wow, you can play guitar. And apparently his drumming was more of a lark for him. It was more of a like, yeah, it's kind of fun. I'm going to try it. And so he's gotten better since then, since a lot of bands he's been in where he's like a really good guitar player. He's come sort of full circle, if you will, or he's come back to drumming, and he's a really good drummer. Now, speaking of other bands, he was also in the Manipulators. The Manipulators. He was their guitar player, one of their guitar players. But anyways, let's hear Fashionism. I'm going to stop talking because it's important to do that. And we're going to hear the song Smash the State with Your Face. This is, in my opinion, like their hit song. It's so good. And the time is 7:45, so I'll be back in a bit, and then we will have, I believe, Rohit's coming on with his show, I think. But anyways, until then, let's hear Fashionism on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Reverberation Appreciation Society, Timber Concerts, and CITR are bringing you Levitation Vancouver once again in the heart of the city from June 16th to 19th. Featuring local and international experimental and psychedelic artists Flying Lotus, The OCs, White Lung, Hines, Dead Ghosts, and so much more. Check out the schedule and get your passes now at levitationvancouver.com.
Oh, Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right, that right there was Nervous Talk with the song Nothing to Say from a few years ago, so 2013. Nervous Talk are sadly no longer around. They called it a day not too long ago, so that's sad. But anyways, before that we heard Tough Age, again from 2013, with the song I Waste Too Much Time on Myself, from an album of the same name. Dead Ghosts in there before that as well from 2013, speaking of which, from their record Can't Get No, we heard Rocky Said. And Rocky Anita here says goodbye. It's 7:59. I'm out of here and I will be back with my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, in 2 weeks. So every second Wednesday. So 2 weeks from today, from 6:30 until 8, you will hear Canadian music. It's been a slice, and let's continue with some more Canadian, or sorry, more, you know, music. Let's see what's going on. Oh, it looks like our robot DJ is going to play us maybe some Knife Pleats. Okay. Y'all have a nice evening, and I will be back in a little while on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.